KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 100. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 73. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs around 91. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The top Republicans in the House and Senate Agriculture Committees calling on the Environmental Protection Agency to cease politicalization of crop protection tools. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas penned a letter to EPA this week about the concerning trend, they say, of disregarding scientifically sound, risk-based regulatory processes and unilaterally denying access to a range of crop protection tools. Russia's war in Ukraine had sent shockwaves through the global food system, resulting in increased energy prices, fertilizer cost spikes, and shortages and worsening food shortages in developing countries. As the world faces an emerging food crisis due to the conflict, the lawmakers say, our policy should be focused on supporting American production instead of creating further burden and ambiguity for farmers and ranchers. The letter follows a previous effort last year calling on EPA to rescind some of its decisions and to be consistent with a science-based regulatory process. Agriculture groups must build a broader base of support for farm programs by strengthening relationships with nutrition advocates, environmental groups, and minority farmers. Those words from a trio of farm policy veterans as they talked with members of the National Corn Growers in D.C. this week. Former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp said you got to build relationships with the people who care about food stamps and who care about conservation. She said you can't expect to get a farm bill by just being who you are in production agriculture. She was part of a panel discussion with former Ag Secretary Dan Glickman and former Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce. They warned farmers against fighting efforts to provide debt relief to minority farmers. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Norton Police Department says it has received reports of a scam involving utility payments. Citizens have reported that they've received automated telephone calls threatening that the city of Norton will shut off power if they do not provide payment within the next 30 minutes. Police wrote on Facebook that the city of Norton does not make automated calls regarding utility payments. Those with questions or concerns can contact the city at 785-877-5000. Raleigh County officials are investigating after aggravated child sex crimes were reported. The Raleigh County Police Department said around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, officers filed a report for aggravated indecent liberties with a child in Manhattan. Officers said a 16-year-old female was listed as a victim after a 20-year-old male suspect she knew was listed as a suspect. Due to the nature of the crime, Raleigh County Police Department said it will not release any more information. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Garden City Public Schools says each of its school buses is now a rolling Wi-Fi hotspot. The district said its technology and transportation departments worked together over the summer to get Wi-Fi installed on all USD 457 buses. The connections are available to any student who wishes to use their time to do homework on the bus. The district's iPads will connect to the Wi-Fi just as if they're in the classroom at school. There are filter and access settings that are compliant to district policy and can be further managed by the school district's technology department. The Kansas State Fair will soon have a new $1 million addition on its grounds. The State Fair approved the plans for the new Foundation Event Venue, a new bar and event venue, earlier this week. The Kansas Fairground Foundation, a nonprofit, came up with the idea. The new building will be where the current Old Fine Arts building is, next to Domestic Arts. It will be an open floor plan with a permanent stage, bar counter and kitchen, and it will be temperature controlled. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office found more than $1.6 million worth of methamphetamine as well as other narcotics during a traffic stop on I-80 this week. On Wednesday around 9:50 a.m., members of the Lancaster County Criminal Interdiction Unit stopped a motorhome on I-80 near mile marker 391. According to Sheriff Terry Wagner, their canine indicated the odor of narcotics. The Sheriff's Office found 61-pound vacuum-sealed bags of methamphetamine, 2.16 pounds of heroin, and 0.58 pounds of fentanyl. The driver was identified as 60-year-old John Kirshner of St. Paul, Minnesota, and the passenger was identified as 30-year-old Wesley Stayburn of Hudson, Wisconsin. The Nebraska Lottery has confirmed that one ticket sold for Wednesday's Nebraska Pick 5 draw matched all five winning numbers for the $150,000 jackpot. The ticket was sold at Russ's Market No. 7 at 611 North Burlington Street in Hastings. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At the Marshall County Fair on Friday, livestock weigh-in is 2 until 6, and all 4-H and open class entries will be accepted from 4 until 8. Red Deer Rendezvous Band performs free beginning at 7. Tune to KNDY for live reports Friday afternoon and early evening. Judging begins Saturday. The carnival will operate Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, 6 until 10, with a petting zoo and pony ride Saturday in operation beginning at 6, as well as the annual watermelon feed and the demo derby starting at 7. Prices for the demolition derby Saturday evening are $20 for pit passes, ages 12 and up $10. Youth ages 6 through 11 are $5, with 5 and under free. Rewind Band performs free Saturday night at 9. Those interested in the annual Barnyard Boogie Sunday morning may register beginning at 7 a.m. with a 1 mile, 2 mile, and 10,000-meter course beginning at 8 a.m. Entries for the Marshall County Fair Parade are also still welcome, planned Sunday evening at 6 on the square in Blue Rapids. For entry information, contact Crystal Busey at 785-383-3909. The fair book schedule and updated information is on the Marshall County Fair Facebook page. Again, KNDY begins live reports Friday afternoon, continuing through Tuesday. Pre-fair interviews with the 4-H youth will air throughout the day Saturday at 20 and 50 past each hour. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday will be held at the fairgrounds beginning at 9 a.m. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week, re-electing Pam Dankenbrink as board president and Melissa Borgerding as vice president. Liberty Price-Obley and Michelle Reinhart voted against the motion. Breakfast and lunch prices will be held same levels as pre-COVID. Free meals were provided during the pandemic. An overnight accident early last Sunday morning resulted in a two-hour power outage for area residents as Gabriel Haggard of Marysville collided with Regina McInerney of Marysville. The Haggard vehicle struck a power pole. There were no injuries reported. Marysville Legion Auxiliary will celebrate a 100th anniversary with activities Sunday at the Marysville American Legion. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for a tributary of Fancy Creek North Branch, where it crosses under All American Road near First Road in Washington County to the branch in Riley County. This is a result of the application of wastewater during a period of high rainfall from a confined animal feeding operation. KDHE is monitoring cleanup efforts and will advise once water samples show no health risk and water contact has been deemed safe. Norris Public Power District warning customers of a phone scam. Customers report receiving phone calls claiming to be from the utility company and employing a variety of techniques to defraud customers. Callers have been threatened with disconnection of electric service to their home or business. Norris does not contact customers and ask for payment. Those served by Norris Public Power or another power district or municipality should contact that organization before providing any type of payment. Judith A. Judy Bourne, age 81, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation is planned Friday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Judy Bourne. Glenda R. Staum, age 80, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the St. Paul Cemetery east of Washington. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Glenda Staum. Galen E. Wenzel, age 74, of rural Pawnee City, passed away unexpectedly Saturday at his home. Memorial Mass, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Burchard, Nernment, the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 to 5, rosary at 7 of the church. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Galen Wenzel. Edgar R. Ed Copeland, age 86, of Riley, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home of Riley. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation with friends 6 until 8 p.m. Friday at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ed Copeland.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-90s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid-70s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible throughout Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. Showers likely throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Fox.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 115, the average low 70, and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. We received a short 10 hundredths of an inch early Thursday morning with a brief shower and thunder shower passing through.
Does tomato season come and go too quickly for you? One idea for stretching out your harvest today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 15th, the 196th day of the year. Singer Linda Ronstadt celebrates a birthday, and this is St. Swithin's Day. Legend has it that rain today means it'll be rainy for the next 40 days. Tomatoes are beginning to ripen on the vine in many parts of the country. But if tomato season comes and goes too quickly for you, here's an idea to try. Plant more tomatoes in July. Plant them deeply and keep them well watered and mulched. Tomatoes like heat, and July tomatoes will grow much more quickly than your spring crop. You may lose some to frost in the fall, but you can store green tomatoes indoors to ripen. With luck, you'll be enjoying fresh sliced tomatoes for Thanksgiving dinner. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening ideas and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
A Reflections Hallmark in Marysville Christmas starts in July with Ornament Premiere. Starting Friday, July 8th, stop in to shop all your favorite series and characters while earning amazing points and free gifts. Don't wait. Bring in your wish list today to guarantee supply. Ornament Premiere. Discover the magic. July 8th through the 16th at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free fountain drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Jim's Carpet and Supplies wants to honor all wounded and disabled veterans and say thank you for your selfless sacrifices. Without each veteran's part in protecting America, our country would not be what it is today. From Jim's Carpet and Supplies in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. He was one of the unsung heroes of the Chiefs from 2016 to 19. He was named to All-Pro teams each of his first four seasons wearing red and gold, including a first-team All-Pro recognition in 2018. And after nine seasons in the NFL, he has retired. Former Kansas City Chiefs tackle Mitchell Schwartz has hung up his cleats. An anchor on the offensive line, Schwartz blocked for Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes, helping the Chiefs get to the playoffs every year he was in Kansas City. In 2019, he earned a Super Bowl ring as the Chiefs beat San Francisco 31-20. KU head baseball coach Fitzgerald and his staff continue their run of adding to their pitching arsenal, with two more right-handed pitchers announced their commitment to the Crimson and Blue. Right-handed pitcher Hunter Cranton is coming to the Jayhawks from San Diego State. Joining him is right-handed pitcher Colin Baumgartner. Baumgartner is coming to Lawrence from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
K-State men's basketball announced on Thursday it has scheduled a two-game home-and-home series with Pac-12 foe California. The series will open in Berkeley at Haas Pavilion on Friday, November 11th of this year. The second game, which will be played at Bramlage Coliseum, will be decided at a later date. It will be played in the 2024-25 season. The November 11th game will be the first road game for Wildcats under new head coach Jerome Tang. KU's Bryce Hopple, Hussein Al-Hassim, and Alexandria Emelianov are set to compete at the World Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Hopple will represent the U.S. in the men's 800 meters. Al-Hassim will represent Saudi Arabia in the pole vault. And Emelianov will throw in the women's discus for her country of Moldova. The championships will be held now through July 24th at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. And this marks the first time world championships will be held on U.S. soil. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service, plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
No fruit on your tomato plants? Blame it on the weather. Tomatoes thrive in warm, sunny conditions, but temperature extremes can prevent otherwise healthy plants from setting fruit. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. When daytime temperatures rise above 90 degrees and night temperatures remain above 70 degrees, blossom drop and poor fruit development can occur. Cool weather can also hinder fruiting. Night temperatures below 59 degrees will reduce the amount and viability of pollen and consequently fruit production. The simplest solution is to wait for weather to change. Once this happens, the plant will begin producing fruit. When hot weather arrives, be sure the plants receive ample moisture. Mulch the soil with shredded leaves, pine straw, or other organic matter to keep roots cool and moist. If this is a yearly problem, look for tomato varieties better suited to your growing conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
There are plenty of caves to visit in this country, but this one just happened to be explored many times by one boy who grew up to write about it. And because he wrote about it, people are still coming here to see where the adventures took place. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the winter of 1819, a natural entrance to a cave was found just south of Hannibal, Missouri. Locals came from time to time to see the interesting place. One of those visitors in the early 1840s was a young resident of the river town who was fascinated by what he saw.
Sam Clemens, as a boy, came into the cave to explore. In his autobiography, he said he tired of most everything he did, but he never tired of exploring the cave.
Vicki Vale knows this place well. She leads tours of what is today known as Mark Twain Cave. Through the early and mid-1800s, it was mostly just local residents who came to the cave to explore for fun. Mark Twain, the author, changed that.
It wasn't until the publication of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer in 1886 that the locals noticed an increase of tourists from other locations, not just from the nation, but also from around the world.
As Twain's books became popular, it soon became apparent that guided tours were needed. Those tours continue today, with people still coming to the cave, immortalized in the novel Tom Sawyer. While Twain's works were mostly fiction, they resonated with readers.
The people that he wrote about, even if it is exaggerated and done over the top, they were real people who lived real lives.
The cave actually wound up in several of his books.
He featured the cave in Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, The Innocents Abroad, Life on the Mississippi, and his own autobiography.
And while those books are from over a century ago, they still resonate today.
I think Mark Twain's stories tell a little bit about human nature. People can connect with his characters, can connect with him as a person.
There's something else about this cave that you won't find in many other places, though. Something that predates Twain, although he did have a hand in it. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Hannibal, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of household antique furniture, collectibles, plus guns and ammo this Saturday, July 16th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling household items, antique furniture, and collectibles for the Howdy and Whitey Goins estate, including a modern oak four-door credenza, lighted corner stand with glass shelves, dinette table with two chairs, antique furniture and collectibles to include a marble top dresser with mirror, round oak table with six chairs and leaves, maple chopping block, icebox, small kitchen cupboard, grandfather's clock, plus primitives including four crocks, stone bowls and jugs, and miscellaneous. Selling shotguns, rifles, handguns, BB pellet rifles, and knives for the Tim Grauer estate. This auction Saturday, July 16th, begins at 10 a.m. Indoors, the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
You just never know the secrets your plants are holding. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California woman explores the link between botany and booze as she's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Give us wine. Scotch comes from barley, rum from sugarcane, and bourbon from corn. In other words, your favorite cocktails started in the dirt. Amy Stewart of Eureka, California is an author, garden writer, and has a deep appreciation for botanicals and our favorite alcoholic drinks. She says she was walking through a liquor store with a friend and started naming off all the plants that were listed on the bottles.
Oh, look, there's agave, and there's corn, and there's potatoes. And so from that, I was like, you know what? Somebody should really write a book about that. Because if you think about it, every single thing in all of these bottles is a plant. They're nothing but plants. And I don't think anybody has talked about that really from the point of view of the plants.
So Amy started researching plants that become alcohol, their origins and traditions, and wrote a lighthearted book called The Drunken Botanist. For example, American colonists fermented parsnips, and Ugandans make beer from bananas. She says if you know how your favorite spirits evolved, you'll have a better idea of what to pair them with in the glass. She also writes about plants that are added to alcohol to change its flavor. On the side, Amy grows her own cocktail garden.
So for instance, I have elderflowers, which are used in French liqueurs. I grow sloes, which is a very tart fruit and is an ingredient in slow gin. But then I also have a lot of little herbs and small fruits and vegetables that are just garnishes. Like there's a particular mint that is best for mint juleps, so I grow that one. And there's a different one that's best for mojitos, so I have that one as well.
Amy says she's hosted many parties to hone her research and writing. Learn more about The Drunken Botanist at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Preserve your health by properly managing stress. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In times of elevated stress, there can be challenging impacts on physical, mental, and emotional health and on relationships. So says Sean Brotherson, an Extension Family Science Specialist with North Dakota State University.
You have a wide range of assets on any farm or ranch operation. Typically, we talk about land and livestock and seed and, you know, buildings and things like that as being important assets. But actually, I would argue that the most important asset on any farm or ranch operation is the health of the individuals who are working in that operation.
While it's important to take care of the farm business, Brotherson says you also have to take care of yourself. This means paying attention to diet, exercise, getting enough sleep, and communicating with those around you for support.
You rely on your health to help you be resilient during times of elevated stress. And so it's very important to take the time to slow down, maybe to get an assessment of your health, and just make sure that you're taking care of yourself and the people around you so that you can rely on your health as a critical resource during times of stress.
If you don't have anyone to turn to for help, you can call 1-800-950-6264. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Alfea urges farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has plenty of shade, extra water, and feed during the blistering heat of summer. Heat stress can affect you as well, so take frequent breaks or plan outside work for early morning or late evening hours. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier Roll, late last month, the Environmental Protection Agency has reopened the finalized registration of atrazine as the EPA proposes an extremely low ecological level of concern value of atrazine of just 3.4 parts per billion, down from the scientifically proven 15 parts per billion, according to Gary Marshall, the Triazine Network co-chair and retired Missouri Corn Grower Association CEO.
In 2019, the EPA agreed to re-register the product. And now the new administration came in 2 years after the fact because of a lawsuit generated by some of the anti-agricultural organizations around the country, sued the EPA over the re-registration. And the EPA did something unprecedented. They decided to go back and reopen what we thought was already a closed re-registration process.
The issue from the lawsuit specifically looks at the impact of atrazine on aquatic life standards.
That means algae and fungus, things like that, that are in streams that shouldn't be there anyway. So what the EPA has done is proposed a new set of guidelines. They've opened up a new comment period, and we're going to go back, and we've already reviewed what we sent in before. We're going to do it again and hopefully get EPA to reconsider this unprecedented decision to reopen the registration process.
Marshall goes on to say the proposed action, if made final, will result in new highly restrictive label mitigation measures on atrazine and would be costly to many farmers.
Well, the switching cost to move to a different product would be about $42 an acre. Based off of what the EPA has said, all of the major corn-producing areas within the Midwest would be limited on the amount of atrazine that they could use in conjunction with other products or just using atrazine by itself, almost making it totally ineffective.
For more information, go to the website at fightepa.com.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR return, and vehicle that was credit tax and fees.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the chief Senate sponsor of that cattle market reform legislation, Iowa's Chuck Grassley, remains positive that his bill will get some floor time despite COVID sidelining Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. His illness could compress the time remaining in the Senate before the August break to take up that controversial legislation. Grassley's Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act has divided cattlemen despite strong bipartisan support among lawmakers. Grassley remains hopeful that Schumer will be back in the saddle soon and will allow Grassley's bill on the floor at least before the November elections.
I think that a lot of people running in these farm states need this legislation, and I'm sure that Senator Stabenow is going to want to do it. She's had a good run as chairman of the committee.
Well, referring to the Senate Ag Committee?
Maybe she'll be chairman next year, but there's a chance Republicans could take over the United States Senate, and I'm sure she'd want to get as many accomplishments as she can while she's still chairman.
The House earlier passed a package of livestock competition bills, but centered on a bill to create a USDA meat and poultry special investigator, also pending in the Senate. Well, politically, any push to reduce or show they're fighting inflation is important to Democrats that are facing some headwinds going into the November elections. Grassley sees his bill helping independent producers get a better cattle price and more competition with the big four meat packers, reducing meat prices at the supermarket. Congress is back in for another couple of weeks of working days before they're off for an August break. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Soybean fields can be damaged and even destroyed by hungry deer. One researcher is keeping deer out with repellents on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
White-tailed deer love to dine on soybeans, but if they feed heavily while the plant is growing and spreading out nodes, it can have a devastating effect on yields. Corey Heaton is an Extension Assistant Professor of Wildlife and Fisheries Biology at Clemson University. He's done research trials with 15 commercial chemical repellents over the past couple of years and is impressed by what he's seen.
If we can go back and use Aldicarb within the labeled rate for early season insect control in soybeans, we're getting spectacular deer control as well. So it's kind of a freebie there. And most of the commercial repellents that we've tested have produced pretty decent results on keeping deer out of those beans. Depending on the product, it looks like we get about a 10-day to 2-week window. And of course, that's going to be dependent on rain.
Deer tend to browse on the edges of a soybean field. They will occasionally wander farther in, but Heaton says they probably feel safer staying along the edge. However, when you apply the repellent, you will have to spray more than just the edges.
You're really going to have to spray the whole field, because what we saw in research plots, when we just treat the edges of the field, the deer actually just move right through that treated area and go further out in the field and start feeding. So if you don't treat the whole field, they will walk out further and feed deeper into the field than normal.
Ideally, Hinton says plants should be treated with a repellent as soon as they emerge to give them a fighting chance. Later on, if you see deer hitting the fields, go in and spray again. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping the deer from dining on your soybeans at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go through a Friday today, markets wrapping up here just a little bit later as we get closer to the end of the day. We saw things start off kind of mixed on the board with some green in the grains, a little bit lower in the livestock. We're getting closer to the end with mostly red across the board. Everywhere here in the corn market, things a little bit lower. September corn's now down 4 cents, $6.01 even a bushel. December corn's down a penny at $6 even a bushel for corn. In the wheat market, lower here as well. September KC wheat's down 17¾ cents, $8.31 even. December's down by 17½ to $8.39¼. In the bean market, August soybeans now down 14¼ cents as they continue to move downward, sitting at $14.57½. September beans down 9¼ to $13.50½. In the meal market, August soybean meal's down $10 even, sitting at $4.28.90, with the September down $10.40 at $4.02. In the oil market, August soybean oil's in the green, $1.46 at $59.60, with the oil up $1.92 at $58.71. Over in the cotton market today, a little bit of green popping up after a few rough days there. October cotton sitting up $5 even right now at $96.41. December up $5 as well at $88.71. And the oats market kind of mixed on the board. September's up a penny at $4.68 even. December is down a half a cent at $4.42½. In the livestock market, started off lower, and we're still mostly lower here right now. August live cattle's down 67 cents at $134.72. October's down 52 cents at $139.40. Feeder cattle for August down $2.65 at $176¼, with September in the red, $2.10 at $179.52. And the lean hogs mostly lower here, with July down 5 cents at $114.87. U.S. dollar index today mostly lower as the September index is down 53 cents at 107.87. We have the 30-year bonds up slightly, sitting at 140.70. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
While finding bats in the home may pose risks and serve as a nuisance to homeowners, bats do provide a benefit that many may not know about. K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts explains how these insectivorous creatures can benefit agricultural landowners in an unexpected way.
Ecosystem services can relate back to lots of different things, but when we're talking about a critter providing an ecosystem service, it's basically something that the critter does naturally that we would pay for if we had to do it ourselves. And so when we think about the ecosystem services that are provided by bats, they're eating species of insects that are also crop pests and vectors of human diseases and those sorts of things.
Drew provides listeners with information regarding some of the latest studies that show these benefits that bats actually can contribute.
One of the most notable studies that's a little bit older was published in the journal Science in 2011, and that study focused on trying to quantify the ecosystem services provided by Brazilian free-tailed bats, which nest in very large colonies, and they were looking at this in Texas, and they estimated that these Brazilian free-tailed bats provided about $74 per acre of cropland in pest species reduction. And that may be an overestimate, but even when we look at the most conservative estimates across the United States, they estimate that bats provide at least $4 billion annually in ecosystem services. And again, that's the crop pests that these species are consuming at night when birds and other things aren't available to consume those pest species. The big brown bat and the little brown bat are the two species that are most commonly going to be found in structures. And a brand new study published this year looked at through fecal DNA. So they took DNA from the feces that are deposited at the roost of these different bat species and identified the species of prey that they were preying on. And they detected over 650 different species that those bats were preying on. And 160 of those were known agricultural pests or disease vectors.
He goes on to explain that the impacts are potentially larger than people might think.
So the little brown bat, earlier in the season, they're preying more on mosquitoes and flies that can be a pest species than the big brown bat are. And then later in the season, those species show up in the big brown bat diet. The other thing that's interesting about those two species is that 30% of the diet of the big brown bat in this study was found to be crop pests. Some of the notable species were corn rootworm, black cutworm, and a species of armyworm. So these are all species that producers in Kansas are thinking about probably relative to crop production.
With information regarding the ecological benefit that bats can provide agricultural land, that was K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts.
Farm Bureau of Kansas mission is strengthening agriculture and the lives of Kansans through advocacy, education, and service. Marshall County Farm Bureau continues to provide member benefits, including education, outreach, and support of member hag practices. Learn more at the Kansas Farm Bureau website. Your membership qualifies you for generous discounts and incentives from a variety of business partners and includes access to insurance and financial services. Being a member makes a difference for Kansas agriculture.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.